Bernie Sanders may have thrown his support behind Hillary Clinton, but a retired high school history teacher in Eau Claire is hoping to keep Sanders' populist revolution burning. Myron Buckles is looking to defeat 18-year incumbent Representative Ron Kind in the August 9th primary. Buckles thinks he has a shot at winning the 3rd Congressional District seat, where many counties overwhelmingly supported Senator Sanders in the April presidential primary.
He's calling for a political revolution and calling for regular, everyday working class people to get involved. I am retired and able to get involved and travel around and talk to people and campaign. I have been a Bernie Sanders fan for quite a while. Well, he speaks to the heart of the matter, to populist working class issues, and that's what I always have been.
Buckles has found his own success in speaking to people. He's been building a grassroots, volunteer-dependent campaign for months. A volunteer team of more than 200 people has been going door-to-door throughout the district, spreading the word.
Hi, how are you doing today? My name's Josh.
Josh Allison is one of Buckles' volunteers working in the Eau Claire area. He says he was drawn in by the candidate's similarity to Senator Sanders.
Once the April primary was done in Wisconsin, I started looking for Bernicrats and looked up Myron, read up on his policies, got to meet him. He is a Bernicrat.
Another Buckles supporter, Steve Carlson, says he's unhappy with Representative Ron Kind. He's looking for a more progressive candidate who will take positions like opposing the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal and supporting a $15 minimum wage.
We are a bunch of regular folks that decided we would kind of take matters into our own hands. Josh was inspired by Bernie, so was Lynn. We were all Bernie people. This is the political revolution in the 3rd Congressional District of Wisconsin.
While Buckles has been getting his name out around the district, Representative Kind says he's also been hard at work campaigning. He acknowledges Buckles' effort and applauds him for trying to get into politics.
That's the democratic process. If someone thinks they can do a good job and they have ideas that they want to offer the people, then I've never discouraged anyone from running for office. And I know how hard campaigning is, so it takes a lot of work. And I certainly commend anyone who feels they have something to contribute to the democratic process and would like to step forward and offer to serve.
Representative Kind says every election is a job review for him, and he hopes the people will approve of the job he's doing. Analysts point out that odds are in his favor, with House incumbents winning around 90% of their challenges. But UW La Crosse Emeritus Political Science Professor Joe Heim says that's no reason to write Buckles off yet.
Because the district did go for Bernie Sanders, he's at least got an argument that Ron Kind should be reflecting that wing of the party. It really kind of depends on just how much interest is generated on the part of, particularly the Bernie Sanders people. If they really feel strongly about this, they'll get out in force and make it an interesting contest.
Buckles believes if he can fully tap into that Bernie Sanders base, he may have a real chance at unseating an 11-term congressman and taking the 3rd Congressional District seat for himself this primary. Ellery Laurie, Wisconsin Public Radio.